At Riabu, we always talk about how you get your invoice paid on time. Because Simon Littlewood, we always take the assumption, or we always take the view of the vendor, the supplier, the person doing the selling. But what happens if you just exchange hats for a minute, because we're not just suppliers and vendors, we're also customers. And what happens if on occasion, for whatever reason, you have to delay payment? Should you just quietly delay the payment until your supplier starts to chase you? Or would you say that in line with that ethical way of doing business that you like to go on about, that actually you should flag in advance to the supplier, hey, I got your invoice, but on this occasion, I can only pay you in 6 weeks rather than four?
Well, I think the fact that you've considered having that discussion with a supplier is positive. But the reality is this, if you have not got the money to pay your supplier, which I think is the situation that you're describing.
Well, it could be for any reason.
Well, let's just say that that's the reason, and that part of the reason that that's occurred is because you're not being paid by your customers on time. We know, don't we, that most of the time that you don't get paid by your customers is because of something that you could or should have done differently, or something that you, a sin of omission or commission, in essence. Well, guess what? It's not desirable for anyone in business to subvert the terms of trade that they've agreed with their suppliers or with their customers. It just isn't, for lots of reasons. As far as paying suppliers late is concerned, if it's occasionally an issue when you have a good relationship with a supplier, and I think probably most of us that have started new businesses have probably been there from time to time, it's very important you have that conversation. But here's the thing. If over time you prove to be unreliable in terms of the way that you pay, that is going to affect the way that a supplier looks at you in terms of, above all, of how they price in future.
You might have to pay more in future, in other words.
Inevitably, because the cost of doing business with you has gone up. If they're borrowing money at 1% a month to fund their business, which is not uncommon in Singapore currently, 14% a year is a very common interest rate for working capital loans, then by paying them a month late, you're costing them 1%. So over time, they're going to factor that back into what they charge you. So not only is it undesirable to break an agreement, because that doesn't help relationships, it tangibly affects their profitability, and it'll come back to you in terms of additional costs, which in turn will increase your input costs and increase your costs to your customers. So this goes right back to managing your own order to cash cycle in a seamless, effective, service-driven way right from the time that you set up your business. So as your business grows, your customers pay you on time always, and you have enough cash to service payments to your suppliers.
On occasion, the reason why you might delay payment to your supplier, your vendor, is because you haven't gotten paid from the customer. And you hear this excuse a lot, actually, where people say, well, supplier, I'd like to pay you, but I haven't got paid yet by my customer. Only when I get the funds in from my customer can I pay your subcontractors.
Well, you know, that to me, first of all, it smacks of inefficiency. And secondly, it's going to make him worry about your solvency. He's going to think, should I sell him any more if he doesn't have enough money to pay my bill?
You know. So should you query that? If you're the vendor and you get this excuse from your customer, sorry, I can only pay you when I've been paid,
well,
should you actually have that
conversation? You know, my answer to that is manage your customer relationship in such a way that you get paid on time. And if there's going to be a shortfall between what you get paid and what you need to pay out to keep your business going, then make sure that's funded in an appropriate way. But don't fund it on the back foot as a result of a last-minute mistake because a customer's paid you late. Think forward, work out what your cash gap is, and procure funds on a competitive basis in a planned way. The last thing you want to do is to find yourself suddenly short of cash to run the business. I cannot stress enough that setting up customer relationships correctly from the beginning, and for the 20% of customers who constitute 80% of your sales, as they will in the vast majority of businesses, ensuring that you manage terms and payments in a very intimate embrace is extremely important, because it is mission critical to your success as a business. And what is counterintuitive is very often companies think they should give longer terms to bigger customers. Well, that's actually the opposite. The bigger customers probably can afford to pay you quicker because they've got lots of money.
Yeah, but they all have 60-day, 90-day payment terms or longer.
Well, if you let them, but let's think about this. What's the if you have to pay 14% for money, what's the value to you of getting paid in 30 days and putting it in a contract? Well, so all I'm saying is when you look at how you set up those customers and the contract terms, first of all, take it seriously. And second, think hard about how you can structure it in such a way that it's going to be positive in cash flow terms. I mean, let me give you a simple example. If half of your biggest customers pay you in 30 days, and if you can get your suppliers to agree to a 90-day payment term, then you are a cash flow positive business. The more your business grows, the more cash you will have, as opposed to the opposite, which is that what happens with most businesses is they pay their suppliers when they pay their suppliers, and then they don't get paid forever by their customers, and they end up running out of money. If you take this seriously, and you're disciplined about it, you can entirely turn this on its head. You can make working capital a positive contributor to the business as opposed to a constant headache. Yeah.
And so if you have to delay payment, the short answer is try not to and to maintain good relations with your suppliers so that they don't charge higher prices of your product, of their products to you or their services. Later on.
Well, or get into cash flow difficulties themselves. So they're not likely to thank you for that, right? If they're counting on your money and, they, you know.
Then they really will fly the white flag.
Yes.